For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother.
Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom. Shut up.
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so uptight over nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
We're still in Chicago. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our big 100th episode on All Things Comedy, which I consider our 100th episode. It's actually our 156, I think.
55, Jason, I think.
Our statistician over here, Jason Tebow's crunched the numbers. Believes it's 155. And on the Jew Cam, everybody, give it up for everyone's favorite comedian, Comedy Central's very own Ari Shaffir, joining us for the big episode. Okay.
Can you hear him?
Guess what he's saying?
Can you hear us, Ari?
Ari, nod your head. Can you hear us? Okay. Right. We can't hear you.
We're fixing it.
We're fixing it right now. This is what happens when you get cheap Mexican labor to come do the job of hardworking Americans.
No, it's even better. You'll love this, Ari. So, I'm assuming you can hear me, so I'll just tell you. 10:30 last night, I'm hanging out. I get a text from the fat man. Hey, you guys got to cancel your show tomorrow. I got jury duty. I'm like, oh, you just found out at 10:30 at night you have jury duty in 10 hours? You fucking idiot. I go, what about Renee? Is Renee not going to be there? I mean, do you just hold our show ransom? He's like, I don't know. I don't think he can do anything.
Would you say ransom was the word you should use or hostage?
A hostage, more so.
I go hostage.
Yeah, for sure hostage.
Now we got to guess what Ari's saying. Ari's saying
sick. Yeah, I just had him. I don't know what the fuck's going
everybody,
on.
Everybody, give it up for our Mexican help,
yeah,
everybody.
Thank you very much. 100th episode and I'm fucking shit up over here.
Working hard, trying
to figure
it
out. At least we have the sound effects.
Yeah, we got the sound effects going. I fucked something up with the phones, whatever, and I'm trying to get Ari.
Our phones are not live.
There's no fat man.
Are we live on the internet?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So I literally call, I call Renee and I go, hey man, fat man can't make it. Can you, at least in a rudimentary fashion, you know, try to pluck this? Because we had so many things planned.
Yeah.
We found out it was our 100th episode on since we left Toad Hop. We had 55 on Toad Hop, and this is our 100th on All Things Comedy.
Okay.
Why didn't he kill... Oh, tell us that. Yeah, I know. That's my point. Ari's holding up a note that says, why didn't you tell us?
We call this episode Message in a Bottle.
You know, it's like, or even at like noon. So then it gets better, Ari. So then I call Renee and he's like, yeah, man, I think I can figure it out. You know, I'm not 100% confident, but it's better than nothing.
Well, he was in a bad place. The Dodgers are playing like shit. So he was probably still crying.
So then I call the fat man and I go, hey, man, Renee said he can kind of figure it out. You know, can you leave him like some post-it notes? Because he was here. Leave him some notes on things or anything that you can think of that he might not forget or doesn't know how to do. You know, if you can just do that. He goes, yeah, but you got another problem too. No one's going to be at the club, so you guys can't get in without me. I'm like, fuck. So then I got to call D at 11 o'clock at night and be like, hey, can you make sure we can get in? Because now Renee's driving from wherever the fuck he lives.
I have a feeling that
involves him walking through a river.
Yeah.
The barrio ese.
How's Skype going?
Well, I got the microphone on. I don't know why I can't get Ari when I had him before the show.
Yeah, I heard him.
I didn't press anything different, so I'm trying to figure it out. If Ari can just keep talking, we'll get him on the air for sure.
Ari, keep talking.
I'm sure that won't be a problem for
Ari
him.
Ari won't talk. Look at maybe Ari's not even talking right now. Maybe he's just doing the famous...
I am talking. That's right. Hey, guess what?
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah, right. That would be great if he's not doing it at all. He's just fucking with Renee.
I just feel like we should just do head nods with Ari. Welcome to a very special episode of Head Nods with Ari.
I mean, yes. So then, like, literally all – I mean, that's what pissed me off the most. It's like, oh, you just found out at 10:30. Even if you'd have called us at noon. Now I'm not calling D at 11 o'clock at night on her day off on a fucking holiday weekend.
It just makes you wonder how Fat Man didn't win Fuck Up of the Year.
Who did win Fuck Up of the Year?
James.
At this point, I am.
No.
You're doing good.
What I don't understand is, and I'm not questioning
you. You're not even doing your job. You're doing somebody else's job.
Does he teach you any? This is not on you. This is all on him. Because my opinion is that Fat Man is trying to make it so they can't get rid of him. So he keeps all the secrets to himself.
Yeah, that's probably what he's doing.
I mean, I come in here and, he's obviously in here with me. So I don't know everything. So he runs one thing, I run the other thing.
Why does he ever have you switch?
We have been. Actually, last week we did. But, I fucked it up. But so it's my fault today that the phones aren't working.
We lost Ari.
And we're losing Ari. So
that's fine. Let him – I mean – I'm going to call this the 101 episode. Next week will be our 100th.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
But literally, so, Ari almost got Dana White to call in today.
Hold on. Let me just say something. Should we just – everybody traveled here. We should just do an hour. You want to just do an hour?
Sure. Whatever.
Let's just do an hour.
Just do an hour of us talking.
I'm fine with that.
And then
I mean, but the thing is, it doesn't matter. That it's just one of those weeks right now. Literally, I was like last night, I'm like, if we're not going to be able to pull it off, let's not all waste our time.
Yeah, I agree.
And it went all these different levels. I'm going to kill the fat man.
I would like to watch that. I'd like the skinniest guy I know kill the fattest guy I know.
Is he? No. There's, plenty. Ramsey Moore.
Well, that's true. Text Ari, say, hey, dude, we're just going to do an hour. We'll get you next week. It's a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
Well, if he...
Not on the Mexican either. This is not on your fault. I know our white listeners in our southern states would like to blame you.
Well, I appreciate just the effort. You know what I mean? That's all I'm looking for.
I wish we could call the fat man right now.
What? Oh, and he made a very specific... very specific note that he gave me last night. You guys are not allowed to call me tomorrow because I can't take phone calls while I'm on jury duty.
Start calling them over and over again.
You know what I mean?
Start calling them over.
He's already taken my calls twice. I don't know.
Fat man! Goddamn.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, we're all crazy. That guy's crazy. This is a lunatic circus in its own right.
Okay,
He says not true.
Not true. What? Okay, what's not true? Oh, you're still here? Fat man stupid? This is a waste of time?
Not true jury duty.
Oh, he's not really at jury duty.
No, he's probably eating.
He's probably fucking.
Well, he might be on one of those things where they're like, he's not on jury duty, but he's just waiting to be dismissed. So it's just like where you're just waiting around for hours and hours and you can take calls. But it's like, come on, man.
It's unbelievable.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with him. But we could have done so much work to...
Well, I would...
make sure we were set up.
Oh,
he said he did jury duty and you can take calls.
Oh, okay. Call him now. Ari, just wanted to say you had a great draft the other day. I was amazed by your picks. You really had some amazing picks.
I don't know.
All I know is it's so gay and Jewish.
Why would I even care about that? I don't care about that stupid shit. The only reason I'm in it is because I'm on this stupid podcast with you idiots.
This is so great. This is
guess what Ari's saying.
You're just pounding shit over there.
I
aren't
wish you
today?
Could see Renee.
Hey, you know what?
Are we good? What's going on?
Yeah, you got a proxy. Isn't it Talboy?
Yeah. No, we need a new guy. Didn't Talboy get his own?
I thought Talboy was running his.
No. No. You know what? That was ours and Anthony Johnson's fault.
Didn't Ari and Talboy win the whole fucking league?
Did you guys win the league? Oh, God.
Yeah, so why would you break up a winning combo?
So here's a new thing, Ari. I did the Comedy Store League. Everybody says I have the worst team in the league. It was, I think Tebow gave me a little props. But everyone says,
you had a bad first half of the draft and a good second half of the draft, where everybody generally like it does good in the beginning and then shits the bed. You went the other direction. Well, and then I think you took
the
a beating
only thing
for
I
it.
Didn't do. The only thing I didn't do is I didn't get Marshawn Lynch. That's the mistake I made. I fucking fucked up and didn't grab my books. I got there and it was like draft. I was like, fuck. And I saw the top back was Monte Ball. So I took him where I should have taken Marshawn Lynch. But a bunch of people after me made that mistake too because.
Sure. Well, it's a live draft. You don't have the answers right for
and
you.
Matt Notes didn't list Marshawn Lynch in the lineup of like backs. So that's the only one. What was the bad pick? Brown?
I don't remember. I'd have to look. But the point being, because everyone's going to bitch at us for talking about a fantasy football league that isn't Punch Drunk's fantasy football league. But here's where it ties in. Ricky.
No, not Ricky. Other guy with AIDS.
Josh Martin is there. Just he's not even in that league. But he's just there because we did it in the OR. And he's being annoying. And he's just shitting on Sam. You're doing terrible. Your draft picks are disgusting. He's doing that kind of shit, heckling, and gets Sam really worked up. Which, you know, it's like
no,
me.
Because I'm taking it from everybody. I'm taking from him, Moses, who is universally the biggest. I don't want to say the word loser because as a person, he's not a loser. But when it comes to, like, comic competitions, across the board is universally has the worst winning percentage out of anybody in anything. Like basketball and fucking fantasy football, he has shit the bed constantly.
So they start yapping, and Josh Martin wants in this league really bad. Tebow, I'm willing to make a bag of bets with Sam right now. They make a bag of bets that's pretty good. And shook on it. If Sam finishes in last place or second to last place, he's out of that league, and Josh Martin gets to replace him. 10 teams in that league.
Ten teams.
So that happens. So then, but if he doesn't, if Sam finishes eighth or higher, Josh Martin has to pull whatever he wants out of the bag of bets and do it. And I was saying, we just put 10 cum rags, wash your face with a cum rag, in the bag, and that's it.
That would be great. Wash your face with a cum rag.
We do like the worst thing that he possibly could have to do. And we just fill the bag with like 15 of those. And to me, the worst one in the bag right now is wash your face with the
How
cum rag.
How about fucking the piss bucket challenge?
Piss bucket challenge is pretty interesting. I would much rather, like, piss. I'd rather piss bucket challenge than wash my face with a cum rag.
Really? Are you?
Yeah.
Much, much more?
Oh. Piss is very sterile.
But piss is, you know, it's going to stink. All that piss going on you.
Yeah,
you're going to,
you can, like, you can go, you're like, throw right up on into
your,
the shower.
Just the thought of it almost made me start throwing up.
Whose piss is it?
It's all of ours.
Oh, Punch Drunk Piss?
Yeah,
everyone from the show.
Mexican Piss.
Oh, throw some spit
Batman
Piss.
Piss.
I like
if he makes
that.
It past
Batman
next week. Piss. Jew Piss. Wow. White Trash Piss. Armo Piss.
You got the best of both worlds in all the races there.
What does that say?
Let him pick and then hold it up.
Okay.
Put it on the site. Let him pick and put it on the site.
What, videotape it?
I'll talk for Ari today.
Yes. Can you do it in a really gay Jewish guy? Let's see Renee's fucking characters. Hey, please.
Hi. My name's Ari Shaquir.
Oh! Shaquir!
I'm
a Jewish. Fun new thing.
Somebody may have a new nickname.
Ari Shaquir.
Ari, how's New York City going? Are you enjoying it?
Hot.
It's hot?
It's hot.
I thought you were back in L.A. this week. 6 weeks. 5 weeks? 5 days?
5 days.
5 days. So next week we're going to make next week the official 100th episode. This is 101.
Every character was calling in, apparently.
Yeah, that was my fault. The fans can blame me.
He was going to get Dana White calling. We're like, all these, like, everybody was going to call.
Renee, it's not your fault. It's Fat Man didn't train you right.
Right. Well, you know, I'm figuring it out everything on my own.
And that is a good point. That's a good point, because if Fat Man trains you.
Yeah. All of our other locations, I was trained pretty well. So that's why I was able to run the show by myself.
This is our 100th episode.
Well. Yeah.
How many have we done here? Like a year almost?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, minus the whatever time we were
so,
at the joint.
So, those occasional weird things where you get deported back to Mexico, you can't make it.
Right.
Which is maybe five or six.
Mm-hmm.
So, 52 weeks. So, we'll go 46 weeks.
Yeah.
He could have had you run the board by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I try to run it as much as I can, but he's mostly doing that while I'm doing the sound effects.
No, and I get it.
You know what I mean?
But he should have let you run it by yourself.
Yeah, I agree. But here we are now, and I'm running it by myself. It's not his fault because Mexicans are not intelligent. It's hard for him to learn.
I wish you did more of a series voice.
I love that.
Yeah, and we always have sound effects.
Very stoked for football.
Yeah, let's get into it. Derek Carr starting.
You know, did you see that thing? I'm sure you saw it. Where Schaub replaced
Matt Carr, right?
David Carr. Matt Schaub went from the Falcons to the Texans and replaced David Carr, which was like their first overall pick as a franchise.
Yeah.
Now he gets fired from his Texans job, traded 6 years later?
Yeah.
And
his brother.
Yeah, Derek Carr, David Carr's younger brother, beats him out for his job.
Yep. Yeah. It's a wicked fucking vicious circle.
Isn't that crazy?
My question to you is, you follow football. The Raiders, he had a great game against Seahawks. How much of their first team defense was out there?
Of the last preseason game?
Yeah, where the Raiders, where he kind of solidified it.
Like, good chunk of the first quarter.
Did he do well against that first team?
He did well against him. He was like 14 to 17 for like 180 yards and 3 touchdowns.
This guy might be the dude. I mean, a rifle.
He's got a chance to find out if he's the dude.
See, yeah, I'm happy. We need something. The only thing that makes me nervous is that the Raiders do so well that Oakland gets behind it and suddenly they get a stadium up there. Like, we were shitting the bed enough to move them.
Right.
That's the only thing. Ari's writing stuff.
I'd like to see the Raiders come back to L.A. If there's any team.
This must have been like what podcasting was in the 1800s.
If there's any team.
Does Michael Sam get picked up?
We're going to go to Jason Tebow.
I am surprised that he hasn't yet because, first of all, he is something that's very difficult to deal with in the transition from college to NFL, which is that tweener guy, the guy that's too big to be a linebacker but too small to be a defensive end. And those guys, if you're in the right system in college, those guys can really put up big stats and do well, but they don't transition good to the NFL. And we've seen that a lot of times with people. He's a special case because of everything that's going on with him outside of the fact that he's a football player. I'm surprised that somebody wasn't forced by the NFL to put him on their practice squad. I'm surprised there wasn't some memo going around that's like, somebody, pick him up. It's good for all of us.
Yeah.
Put him on your practice squad. Pay him $30,000 a year. If he develops into somebody in a year or two, that's great. If he doesn't, you can release him.
They were showing a stat on ESPN, and it was like the last 5 or 6 SEC defensive players of the year, they are all first-round draft picks besides Michael Sam. And they all have played huge careers.
Hey, man, the guy had 3 sacks in the preseason.
I'm telling you that this is a instance of the NFL being a corporation and they just don't want to deal with the firestorm. Tim Tebow was too much for the NFL. It was just like, why are you interviewing a backup?
Well, that's ESPN's fault. Did you see that article or story that ESPN did about him showering?
Yeah,
it's shit like that. It's shit like that that ESPN does because they need content because they don't have enough fucking shit going on in the world to run five fucking networks that are 24 hours a day that all just recycle the same shit. So they have to create these fucking sensational stories.
I got Ari!
Ari?
Yay. You hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
Barely.
Yeah,
okay,
we got
can
it.
Can you turn,
do you turn
up?
Way up?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any homophobia going on?
Ari, you sound like a Chilean stuck in a mine.
Do you think there's any homophobia going on?
Ari!
Can you turn him up or something?
Upper.
Hold on, can you guys hear him in there?
Can you hear this?
Oh, no.
Right. Really? I can hear him in your room, but not in here.
I'm just going to tweak some things here and then just keep talking, Ari. Go ahead.
So,
I'm talking while you guys go. I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Run in your mouth and we'll let you know when we can hear you.
Sure.
You know, I think that's the fucking problem is that ESPN does this. And it.
Yeah!
All right.
Come on. You could hear that, but you couldn't hear him.
Why could we hear snapping, but now we can't hear your talk?
You can't hear Ari now?
No, but we heard him snapping.
And then you can't hear when I'm talking?
Can you hear him now?
Go.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be right there.
There we go.
There we are.
See?
Welcome to the podcast, Ari.
Thanks, everybody.
What were you saying about Michael Sam?
Do you think homophobia plays any part in it?
Go on.
Do you think homophobia plays any part in him being dropped and not picked up?
I would tell you that the GMs and the owners are from a different generation. It's possible. I don't think the players give a shit.
I agree.
I mean, I walk around the Y when I was going there.
I disagree. You don't think the players care about it?
I think some do, but I think overall the culture is, you know, a lot of these guys that are coming in now are 22, 23, and it's not, I mean, it's pretty...
Yeah, I mean, dude. I mean, first of all, dude, here's the thing.
You go on MTV. MTV gets gay dates all the time.
Yeah, that's...
These fucking kids have grown up with, like, porn as mainstream as possible. They've seen tons of dicks. You know? It's just the... Okay, now we can hear you. You can take your shirt off. Is that what you think? It's time to get comfortable?
I played basketball today.
Oh, shit.
Who you balling with?
A bunch of comedians played.
Oh, shit.
We might have to get a West Coast, East Coast basketball comedy off.
Who's
rivalry.
Better, East Coast, West Coast?
East Coast.
In basketball?
We got an N1 guy. And there's an N1 guy who plays basketball now.
Oh, really? I want to get the professor. I think he lives out here.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to get him to play two open mics and then get him into the league again?
Yeah.
Glassman's cheating, everybody.
But back to the Michael Sam thing. I don't know if I'm really amazed he didn't make a team. I mean, I'm blown away because he seemed to have a pretty great feel, preseason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, granted, that defensive line is pretty stacked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty stacked. I wasn't really surprised he didn't make the Rams. I was a little surprised he didn't make their practice squad. I'm really surprised nobody picked him up.
Yeah, but you know what? They had four of the seventh-round draft picks. They had four total, excuse me. And all three of the other ones also didn't make the practice squad.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was watching TV, and Pat O'Brien was on there, and he's like, everybody wants him to be, you know, treated like equal like everybody else. Well, congratulations.
Oh, you look so hot, I want to beat off in your asshole.
Yeah. Pat O'Brien, like, I want to fuck you in front of your kids.
Yeah,
said that. It's like...
Yep. That was the best.
So, Ari, have you looked at these naked photos?
Yes. And they are pretty bad. They don't know how to take pictures of themselves.
I haven't looked at them. I'm just not into it.
Oh, yeah, you are. The problem is these celebrity girls, they think that just because they're a celebrity, they're as hot as regular girls. And that's just not true. Right. You got a good manager. You got a good actor. Your selfie game is horrible.
I respect that. Like, let me tell you something, terrible. Ari. I used to work at Crunch, and Selma Hayek would come in all the time. Wow. And I'm not lying to you. Whenever she was there, she was maybe the 20th hottest chick in the room. Like,
wow. Selma Hayek?
I'm not lying. She come in, you're like, oh, dude, you look like a dog compared to the fucking snatch that's been walking through this place.
Now, was she like Was she like dressing down like the celebrity that's like not trying to look hot while the other girls are like have their A game on going to the gym trying to look hot?
I would tell you that, you know, very rarely do you see a girl come into a gym to work out with makeup all off.
Maybe Equinox.
Well, Crunch is the equivalent of that. I never saw a girl come
in back then.
Full makeup. But you could just tell when, like, Tiffany Amber Thiessen came in and she was smoking hot. Like, you walk in, you're like, wow, that chick, and this was 13 years ago, you're like, this chick is as hot in person as she is on TV.
Right.
Selma Hayek, new. Like, chicks.
I've always liked her.
What would you do to her, Sam? Tell me what you do to her. Tell me what you do to
her. Oh, come on, don't beat off.
Hey,
dude.
For 100
oh, my God. You're jerking off to our fucking show.
100 episodes, man.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, don't do that.
One stroke per episode.
I like that.
I love it. 100 strokes for today's show.
Why are you still beating off? Dude.
Because it's Tiffany Amber Thiessen. It's your fault. You brought it up.
Oh, so anytime you hear her, you got rock hard boner?
Uh-huh.
That's your cock.
So funny, dude.
Next time we do a live Punch Drunk, Ari should just be naked on stage.
That would be hilarious.
If we did it at the store, it wouldn't be that weird.
Right.
What is the rule on that?
What? The store?
You being naked in a club.
The Improv, you get banned for 6 months, by experience. The Comedy Store, you never get banned unless you lose a big dick contest. And there were actual blowjobs.
You won it, though.
I won, so I didn't get banned. Madonna got banned for 2 weeks.
But what is indecency laws? Is it sexual acts?
Maybe, but it's also on stage. You know how you can get away with smoking on stage? I think the same shit. Performance art!
I mean, they do all that puppetry, penis shit, and the fucking. There's all kinds of sex things you could. I don't know.
T-Bow's sweating.
No, I just put this on my shit.
On your head?
Still a rule.
Pour it in my mouth like that. It is hot in here, though.
Oh, my God, Ari. You just walk around naked.
He sure does.
Jesus Christ.
Are you marching naked in your apartment? Yeah, you're marching.
Wow, that's Ari, are you still banging Nicole?
No, I haven't said maybe. Not in like a week or two, though.
That's yes. If it's been a week or two, that's like a yeah.
She's getting pretty round, though.
She's getting thick?
Yeah.
I like thick, though. But
yeah.
But that's when you get to that age, those girls start slowing down. If they don't have a workout ethic, it's goodbye.
Yeah. Well.
Well, who am I talking about? I'm starting to look like fucking Fat Guy Johnson.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you about your use of the word starting.
Yeah. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. Now, when you say you're starting to look like these things.
I mean, he's no Ranazizi, but...
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
Ranazizi isn't that fat.
I don't know, man. Last time I saw him. But, yeah, I mean, he looks good now because they're shooting, but...
I'm going to call you Robert Trailer from now on.
What? You motherfucker!
Yeah. All right, did you watch you watch any of those fights this weekend?
No. Man, Saturday nights have become real difficult for me to watch fights.
Yeah, because you're working.
It's the busiest work day for a comic.
Yeah. I mean, are you doing clubs now where they have you doing three shows?
In New York? Oh, and on the road I won't do. I don't like to do that. It's too much.
Do you do Funny Bones?
I've never done one.
Dude, Ari, I mean, it's such an interesting thing with those fucking clubs.
What are they doing?
I've done two Funny Bones, man. And you know what? I can say this. I don't know how it goes for you, Ari, but what are you doing?
I'm listening.
Oh, he's got to get something.
Oh, you're showering or peeing?
No, he's peeing.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So, you're working at the Funny Bone. Go ahead.
I just...
Yeah.
It's our 100th episode, everybody.
Hey, I wouldn't expect anything less. For our 100th episode, then the fat man not show up, everything breaks in here, the air conditioning's on, no one's even at this club, Ari's totally naked taking a piss while Sam's trying to talk to him about his career.
No,
that's
phone
fucking
calls.
Punch Drunk. And how we've lasted for technically 155 episodes of virtually this, I have no idea.
Can I just say something? Tebow is on fire today. fire.
What about the Funny Bones?
They're great. You know, it's like they're great clubs, man. But it's just these managers just give me weird fucking reviews every time. Let me tell you something. Every time I play it, what?
They just want to be out sooner. They just want to be out. Anything that gets in the way of them running everything completely smoothly and getting out at 11 o'clock sharp, yeah. It's like, get out of here. We don't want you.
I'll tell you this, Ari. I'm not a guy that sells a lot of merch. Right. And I know I had a great week when I sell out of merch. And every time I do a Funny Bone, I sell out of my merch. I just, like, gone. Somebody saw a review they gave me of, I've done two Funny Bones, like, fucking 5 years apart. And I don't know if they combined the reviews, but the first time I did it, it was in Dayton. I did the Dayton Funny Bone, and I got a review of, the manager liked me, the crowds liked me, I killed on radio, the staff liked me, but the mystery shopper didn't like me. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
Yeah.
The mystery shopper didn't like me.
Mystery shoppers just to make sure they get their drinks on time.
And there are also people that aren't going to a comedy club because they want to see comedy. They're a person that has to go to a comedy club.
No. They're a person who got two free tickets that agreed.
Yeah, I know.
I like the Funny Bones, but so I get this review. They don't like the mystery shopper, doesn't like me, but they love the feature. The feature turns out to be this guy that's stolen all of Brett Ernst's act. He comes back, Steve Trevino busts him, stealing all the act.
We loved him.
Yeah.
Who cares what you love?
So they fire that guy halfway through the week when he comes back. Next time. Then I recently did July 4th. I was told by the staff it was the most packed Thursday and Sunday that they've had in months. It was 4th of July weekend. We had a great week the whole time. We had a light show on 4th of July. They expected the over and under was 20. I had 100 people in there.
Wow.
For 4th of July.
It's over.
Yeah, you know. So then I get done. So a friend of mine's at one of the Funny Bones, and they see the review of me. And they go, Drew on a really... But at the end of the week, let me say this, at the Funny Bones, I go, hey, man, to the manager, how do you think the week went? Last time I'll ever ask anybody. He goes, I don't know, man. It was a rough week, dude. It was a rough week.
I go, really?
Yeah, it was a rough week. I'm like, what? So here's how I know something fucking weird. The next, like a month later, a friend of mine is at a club. He somehow sees my review. And the review was this. Drew on an incredibly hard week. Actually drew a crowd, brought a crowd on an extremely hard week. Really strong feature, sometimes headliner. I have never featured on the road. The only time I've ever featured on the road in my fucking 16 years of comedy
is Rogan.
Is Rogan.
What do you mean, really strong feature, sometimes headliner?
That's how they described him.
Oh. He didn't like your act.
That's exactly it. It's just like, I killed that week. I killed both weeks I was there. I sold out of my fucking merch.
Okay, but just to play devil's advocate, you're not funny.
That was hilarious. That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
I thought for a second he was like gonna like, oh, let me take the clubs. You know, think about the clubs angle. I mean, they're worried about this. They're worried about that. You know, you're humping people on stage.
I don't do that anymore.
I'm just, you know, I'm saying that's where I thought he was gonna go. I've seen you hump people on stage.
Just playing devil's advocate here.
You're not funny.
You're not funny. You're not funny at all. You're not funny in any way, shape, or form. They're great clubs. They do really well. Do you do radio still? Do you still have to do radio?
When they have it, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm sell out. Like, look, if you're going to get me some extra people in here, I'll meet you halfway. I don't like to do Bob and Tom or something that's not going to draw anybody in. Or if they're like, hey, we have this women's listening channel. You want to do that? I'm like, that's probably not
going to do anything. Why doesn't Bob and Tom work for you?
Because the people that listen to that are 45 and above. They've been around for a long time.
When I was in college, I went to college right outside Indy. And when I was in college, that was, you know, early 90s. That's I used to print. I got a job printing shirts when I was in college. That was like my day job. When I was there, I used to print shirts listening to Bob and Tom in like 91.
Yeah. And now the people like you are now your age, and they don't go to comedy clubs. Those people don't go to comedy clubs.
No, their audience was already older than me back then.
Let me ask you, but isn't that who goes to comedy clubs? Isn't that the issue? Is it like over 40 that young people?
No. 20 to 35-year-olds. 20 to 35 is the main thing. The problems are the old housewives that go, but mostly it's not them.
Oh, yeah, I shot a doc this week, a documentary. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
It was on stand-up, and he was like, you know, tell me about – and I was talking about, like, do you know who hates me in comedy? White women over 40.
Oh.
They fucking hate me.
It shouldn't be at clubs.
Because
it shouldn't be at clubs.
They go there to get offended. They're there to get offended. And then at the end, they like to announce who they thought the winner was. And the winner is always who offended them the least.
Yeah.
You or the person that they best.
The person that they saw right before they got drunk and can't remember shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're coming back from. I did an oddball show in Chicago.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool, dude. How was that?
It was pretty fun, but I went out early. It was like maybe 3,000 people.
But it's like you're on the daytime portion where it was like the sun's going down. Funny. It's like 7 o'clock.
It was cool to do it, but it was disappointing because like I've done 3,000 people. I want to see it was like 18,000.
Right.
You know, I want to see that experience. But anyway.
I'm surprised.
We're driving back. People are shitting on each other's, like, the Twitter reviews. And then Bill Burr jumps in. He headlined. And he goes, this one lady wrote, like, 7 things. Like, bring back Silverman and Schumer. This Bill Burr sucks. Bill Burr's terrible. Why is he on? I can't believe he's going to hop on. We should leave, right?
Right.
What?
One of the things. She goes, but actually, Bill Burr is killing my buzz because he sucks. We're just laughing about it in the car.
It's like top 5 funniest people in America probably right now.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
I mean, as far as stand-up goes.
Watching Bill Burr work is a gift. It's an honor to sit there and watch him work new material.
Yeah.
It should be, if you are not a national headliner, you should have to go in there, and every time he's on stage, you should have to watch him do stand-up.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Yeah.
I feel the same way about Maron, too. I love watching Maron. I love watching Maron.
Watch Burr?
What's that?
You're saying Maron should have to watch Burr?
No.
Controversy.
I feel the same way about both of those guys. Maron, Burr, Diaz, and now that Diaz is at the store all the time again, you get to watch him fucking work a lot, you know, without having to drive to wherever he, you know, the Valley or wherever other place he was gigging. I mean, I would go see him at the Improv, but it's like he doesn't do Laugh Factory too much. He'll do the Improv every now and then. But for him to come around Hollywood, now that he's at the store 2-3 nights a week, you know,
it's killing.
Nobody knows him there. Like, nobody in the audience knows him, so he's performing to people who don't give a shit about him.
Which is an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah.
I think.
I went to the cell last night, and Attell was there. Attell didn't have a spot. He forgot it was a holiday weekend. And then he came by looking to go on. He's like, maybe I'll go at the end. I was like, dude, if you want to go on before me, you can. He's like, why? I'm like, because some girl is on right now, and it's better work if I follow Dave Attell than if I follow some chick. It's going to be worse for me, but in the long term, it'll be better.
Right. Right. So did he go on right before you?
Yeah. And the first 2 minutes was difficult.
Right.
And then he gets him going?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, you gotta work. Instead of just canning it to you. It's not so case.
I had to follow Diaz the other day, which is always an education.
How was it? Are you on your phone to figure out how it was?
No, it was. It went well, man. You know, it's like, when I there's been 2 times I've had to follow Diaz that it was like it either went horribly or I had to really work. And one was at the Comedy Store about 8 or 9 years ago, and it was just a horrible experience. I'd say 10 years ago, it was just a horrible experience. And then one time working with Rogan, he made me buffer. It went Diaz, me, Rogan. And like I've said before, like following Diaz at a Joe Rogan concert is like it's not the natural order, unless you're like Duncan or you could, or even Red Band could. That's a certain group of people.
I don't know. The first time when I started opening for them, it was me, then Diaz and Rogan. That's the way it was supposed to go. And then one time we did a gig in San Diego. It went great. I had a lot of fun. And then the next week was in Austin, Cap City. And Diaz was like, "Yeah, you're gonna go on. You're gonna go on second. I'm gonna go up first." And I was like, "What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't want that to happen to me.
What did I do? What did I do? I didn't do anything to anybody. Why did you push me?" He just wanted to go home and go to sleep, but I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, when Diaz is done, it's like goodbye.
Yep. Gone. We had this joke when Irvine or Brea, when the clapping goes down, if he brings me on and I go, "Get up and join Diaz," you know, the clapping goes higher and then it goes lower. When it's just almost done, you can hear the door closing.
Yeah.
As he's walking out.
Like, he'll jump on a plane and go home.
Oh, yeah.
When he does Vegas with you guys, I hear like he's gone by the time the show's over.
Love sleeping at home.
I love that story that Rogan has about him not showing up in New Jersey. And they were in Vegas partying. This is back when Diaz was like partying a lot. And yeah. So they're going from Vegas to Jersey. And he's like, "This is the reason why I have to bring two features. Because Diaz was such a wild card. I never knew if he was going to show up, if he was going to vanish, if he was whatever." So they get to Jersey. They keep calling Diaz's room. There's no answer at his hotel room in there. And so they call in his cell, and he's like, "Oh, let me call you right back, dog. Let me call you. I'll have to call you back." Now, they can't ever fucking find him. They're thinking that he might be dead of, like, an overdose or something. You know what I mean? Finally, yeah. Diaz calls him back, and he goes, "Rogan, I'm not going to lie to you, dog. I never left Vegas. I'm still here." So they're in Jersey waiting to do the next show. Diaz is still fucking partying in Vegas and never got on the plane.
Oh, I miss that party Vegas. I miss Diaz party.
That's your place, huh?
What?
That's your place.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a show out there, man.
Yeah, you would go well with that.
Dude, I did a show out there on a Tuesday night at Bally's. There was 120 people in the crowd. I'm like, I could be begging these club owners to fucking let me play their clubs, or I could try to build something I've always wanted to do out here, which was get my own room in Vegas at a hotel where I do a naughty show one time and just me doing stand-up another hour, like have two shows a night, and just me just shred people. I was doing shows where I was just laying in the people, and they were loving it. I'm like, I should be doing this more.
That whole area is more fun.
Yeah. I just like it. I mean, like, I'd love to tour, but at the same time, it's like, for whatever reason, my act makes people nervous, and according to Ari, I'm not funny, so it's like, why not go where somebody thinks I'm funny?
And he knows funny, because that's Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir.
Oh, no. Oh, are you jerking off to me not being funny?
Get some.
Are you jerking off to me not being funny?
Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir. Starring Ari Shaffir.
As Ari Shaffir.
So how's everybody's stories going for storytellers?
Pretty good. I've gotten most of the Comedy Central to just stay away and let people just do whatever they want to do.
Who have you had so far?
What?
When are you shooting it out here?
Tuesday, a week from today.
Oh, so you won't be in show next week?
No, it's nighttime.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably be in studio. And I think, because last time we shot, I went right from here. They might need me earlier, but I don't see before 2 o'clock.
So give me the list of comedians so I can get angry at you. Go on.
Chuck Hughley.
Josh Martin.
Joe Rogan. Burt Kreischer. Joey Diaz. Rob Corddry. Mark Barron. Dice. No, Dice dropped out.
Did he?
Really?
Yeah.
Survey said.
Why?
I don't know. I can't get through to him now. I don't know. Who else?
Is Burt Kreischer going to tell the machine story?
Nah, I think it's done. I think he's done with that. It's great, but this is the video of it up with a million views.
Is that that's one of those things you could watch him tell that story probably 8 or 9 times before you don't really still laugh very hard at it. Like, you still laugh.
Yeah, it's great. Keegan-Michael Key is on. Paul Scheer, Ren Azizi, Tom Papa.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we did his shows in Montreal. We did 4 shows in Montreal. He was like the best one of all the 4 the shows we did there. Big J, Diaz.
Wow, shit, man.
Yeah, that might be it. To get a white person, like Joe DeRosa was like, hey, can I do your show? And I was like, no, you're a white male. There's zero chance of me getting you in. Like, you're a white male with no name. There's no chance I can get you in that.
But right. Big J isn't a huge, he's a name, but he's not like the rest of them.
No, we got him in first. Where they have both Big J and Diaz, where it's like, they don't have the biggest names, but it's like, guys, they're great at this. Can you just make sure I get two really great storytellers to start with? And then we did. Right. Yeah, Jay Larson is doing it too.
What season do you think I get to do it? Like 5, 7, 9?
Or maybe 4.
Okay, nine. I'll accept that.
Motherfucker.
And then the girls are Eliza and Cristello.
What story is Eliza telling?
About getting catfished.
Oh,
she
really?
Got catfished hard.
Really?
Yeah, she got Tiana'd.
Really? She's so fucking hot.
I know, but people like to lie to who they are.
I think she's dating like some cross-eyed guy right now.
No, no. She's dating no one while she waits for me to get into a casual fuck relationship with her.
Oh, is that what you're looking for? Because she's Jewish. That'd make your family happy.
I know, but it's like, what am I going to date her? She's such a girlfriend girl.
What do you mean?
Let's just hang out once a week or so and fuck hard.
Oh, has that been on the table?
No.
Is this just all in your head?
All in my head.
How long has that been your
Jewish guys? Because she's Jewish.
Did you sell the show?
If you're Jewish,
she you says she's it. Jewish.
She looks Jewish.
That's so.
Did at what point in time were you like, I'm gonna sell a show to Comedy Central so I can hook up with this chick? Is that your whole back plan?
I mean, part of it was also like get some comics on, but like, yeah, it's mostly about fucking a lot. Yeah, Eliza. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Like it's, I mean,
you got the ball rolling.
Yeah, at least I got the ball rolling.
That's all that matters, Ari.
Ari, yeah, that's really.
That one's too. Yeah, and Chrissy got into that one.
Now, Ari, let me ask you something. We are almost at the hour. We were talking about only doing an hour this week because we have no phone calls, and we could next week we'll do the big 100th next week. We'll call this the 101.
But now that
I thought we'd go an extra 20 minutes and then call it.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm fine.
You know, pass through, go a little bit longer.
Can we go back to this celebrity photo thing that we were talking about?
Absolutely.
So you saw it.
The one with the girl with a dick like right here next to her eye.
That made me laugh.
Who is it?
You don't know. There's
like 20 of them.
I only knew like 3.
I won't
of
look
them.
At them.
I only knew 3 out of them.
Kate Upton's in there. Kate Upton's in there.
I know, dude. But here's this thing, dude.
And
I've been
what?
Looking. Ari, just listen to me.
Haggard.
I've been looking at so much porn for so long that I'm really into girls giving me consent to do weird shit with them. Like, it does nothing to me. Nothing at all is attractive about taking that choice away. The attraction is convincing her to go, yeah, yes. Here's this naked picture. Let me get it. You, yeah, I will fuck you as I call you the N-word. Yeah. That turns
me on. Absolutely. But just keep this in mind. The girls who took those pictures, some guy convinced them to take pictures when they didn't want to, and just know that they're embarrassed that they're out. So the worst happened when they took these pictures.
That doesn't fall into my wheelhouse of what gets my dick hard.
Let me tell you what I think is a problem about this, and I hear your point.
Hard. Yeah, go ahead, Tebow.
I hear your point. The problem with this is, I mean, it's a very scummy thing of whoever did this, and if they ever get caught, they're going to get in so much trouble.
No,
they're
going to do probably 50 years.
I'll tell you what the bigger problem is, but go ahead.
Okay.
The problem is that this is such a scary, this is like everyone's biggest fear about taking dick pics or, you know, having pics on your phone. You know, the nanny, you know, I'd be on the road and she'd be somewhere and she'd send me like a picture of her ass or whatever. And I would delete it after, like, I would look at it, use it, beat off to it, whatever. And I would delete because I'm like, I don't want someone to cock bomb me or go through my pics or any sort. You know what I mean? I don't want, because I don't want that embarrassment for her.
I saw she was back. Is she back in play?
I mean, we're still friends. We still hang out.
You still bone fest?
Do you hang out with your cock inside a vagina? And then sometimes not in, but then back again?
Maybe last night. I don't know.
She let you fuck her butt?
No.
Do you fuck butts?
Not in quite a long time. It's never a wheelhouse thing for me. But anyways, so my point is this. Girls, like, you know, if I'm like, come on, I'm in Vegas, I'm on the road, send me a picture of your ass or whatever the fuck, where you have that dialogue and they go, okay, don't show anybody. I'm like, I promise I'll delete it. That dialogue, right, that allows people like us to get our girlfriends or somebody we're fucking or somebody we're trying to fuck to send us these pictures. Now they're like, I don't know about it, man, because they can pull this shit off the cloud. And this is ruining the game for everyone. For me,
only if you're famous. Only if you're famous. Otherwise, nobody cares.
What's that?
Nobody cares about your girlfriend's pictures. Only if you're famous. Unless you're famous, nobody cares about
nudity
pictures.
Well, that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true, Ari. That guy went to jail for about last night.
Yeah.
Remember that guy? He's in jail right now.
For what?
The guy who did that revenge porn website where people sent their pictures into people. It's just
a different time. Here's the bigger problem. The bigger problem is not they're getting these naked pictures from these girls. The problem is they're stealing whatever information they want off the cloud. And I guarantee you they got people's financials. They got people's secret private emails.
Sure.
It's funny. It's like, aha, celebrity, we get to see you naked. But, like, there's a humongous breach of security.
Yep.
And that's on the cloud, on iCloud. And it's like.
Yep.
Since Steve Jobs died, this shit would not be tolerated. Where's your public apology?
Yep.
I haven't heard them say, we're so sorry about this.
Apple is a shitstorm.
Yeah, they got to be. Apple's in trouble, man.
I heard somebody say.
I'm out. As soon as this contract is done, I'm out with Apple. I'm done.
Yep. One of those celebrities, and I don't, you know, there's a few of them. Most of them I don't know who they are. But there's one that looks like it's like a married couple having sex, and it's almost shot like kind of cool. It's like black and white. Oh, it's not like
the black and white. Yeah, that was a hot. Who's that girl? She's hot when she was on top of him.
I don't know, but they've been married for a long time, and she, you know, they were asking her about it, and she goes, first of all, those pictures were from 7 years ago.
Oh, she looked good 7 years ago. Right? Yeah,
and that's an intimate moment that me and my husband did. And I don't even know how to access the cloud. I don't know how to get to the cloud to look at my own things to find out what's on there that I might need to delete. And these hackers can go in and just sift through my fucking life and spread my shit around. It's a problem for Apple is what it is.
It's a major problem. Why haven't I heard them say anything? Why haven't I heard it all over with Apple saying this, Apple saying this? Why haven't I heard any of that yet?
Yeah, because they got to get their goddamn story together and figure out what the fuck they're going to do. It's such a problem that they can't just make an announcement.
Okay, I was on. Sometimes I go on Tinder to see what's out there. This chick put this picture up.
Let me see. That's her picture?
God. See who she's with?
Yeah, is that Jerry Rice, it looks like.
Like, women.
I got to see that.
It's an Asian girl, like, when she, like, had a, like, a, looks like a selfie, like she just met Jerry Rice.
Down and right, and you're right, to your right.
Okay, I can see it on there.
No, you can't. It's not mine. I can't see. It's not about you seeing. It's about me seeing. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Okay, up, right there. Who is that, Jerry Rice?
Yeah. Like, who puts that picture out? Like, girls do not get how to sell themselves. Why would you, on Tinder, when you're trying to meet a guy, put a picture of you with a black athlete?
A black athlete. Yeah, he was in there. You want in there? No.
Yeah. Does he want to be there? No. It's so stupid.
I did a podcast with your girlfriend about Tinder.
Oh, yeah. I heard you talking about it.
Who?
She's great. Christina Walkinshaw.
Oh, yeah, because you did that whole thing.
Yeah, like a one-week on Tinder. She just said yes to pretty much everybody.
She went on like one date a week for an entire year or something like that.
Yeah, she got like a huge following off it. That's what makes me laugh, dude.
It's like I was talking to this one.
That's like 80 people.
Don't fuck with that. I think it makes clicks.
I was talking to this female comic, and she's like, you know, dick jokes are just so simple. And like, this is a chick who made her entire career off of fucking dating material.
Hold on, let me see who that is.
You'll never guess her.
Okay.
I mean, it could have been any chick you just mentioned.
Like, are dick jokes easier than my kids are crazy, my wife is nuts?
Yeah, it's the same shit. I like Chelsea Peretti's joke about girl period jokes.
about how guys, if they were, they had blood coming out of their dick, they'd be talking about forever.
Yeah, that's all they would talk about.
Uh-huh, and she's so right.
She is right about that. We'd be making fun of your jokes about it.
Yeah.
That's all we talk about anyway.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I watched Ellie Wong last night. She had a great set in the OR on Saturday night.
I'm calling her Ali Wong from now on.
What?
I'm calling her Ali Wong from now on. I'm not letting her drop off from the ethnic thing she's selling. Her name's Ali Wong.
Ali Wong? Was she Islamic terrorist?
Ali Wong.
Ari Wong?
Ari Wong.
Abba Wong. I would like them to put Asian girl back to back to see how that goes.
Yeah. Expose. Yeah.
There's two Wongs there
let's
now.
Let's go three in a row.
Yeah, have it go the new Wong, yeah. Helene Wong, Ali Wong, and Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee to close it out.
Watch like that.
Helene Wong, everybody remembers Helen. Helene Wong, Ali Wong.
Helen Wong, Helen Wong?
Helen.
Helen Wong.
No, call her Helene. I like it. Don't let these ethnic comics not be ethnic. Force them.
Do you hate ethnic comedians?
Because what are you doing? You're just saying, nobody knows. It's the same shit as a bunch of black comics do.
I'll do whatever you say, Ari.
No, black
Shiker.
Comics go like with meteorology reports, like typhoon, hurricane.
What do you guys call? What do you call a retarded Chinese person?
What do you call a retarded Chinese person, Renee?
Some Ting Wong.
Oh, wow.
It's uncalled for.
In your face, retarded Asians. In your face.
In your face. That's a term people get so offended by.
What? Gook?
Retarded.
No, I think everyone's mad.
I had Stanhope do a bit about it, and it was great. His theory was,
who?
We used the word retarded, Stanhope. He's like, we used the word retarded to make fun of each other when they do dumb things.
Yeah.
But he goes, if you change the name for what we call retards, if you change it to developmentally challenged, we'll just use that to make fun of our friends.
Well, I would say that, like,
developmentally challenged, like,
the word now is special or disabled.
We're dumb.
Nobody really calls a person who's mentally handicapped retarded. No one goes, they're a retarded kid.
Retarded.
Yeah. You only call idiots retards.
Right.
It's just a great name for idiots.
Well, the problem is like what Ari is saying about Doug's joke. Is like that term didn't used to upset people. Until people that weren't handicapped or whatever started using that to shit on people.
Yeah.
And they go, hey, man, we got to change what we're calling us then. Because if that means dumb fuck, then you got to give us a new term.
Which is special or mentally challenged.
Sure. And I say we start taking that away from them.
Take away mentally challenged.
And let's paint them into a corner. And until they run out of names, their retard comes back around and we come full circle.
They're begging for retards. UFC fights coming up, Ari.
Okay, Donald Cerrone fighting Eddie Alvarez. I'm really excited about that fight.
What about the guy Johnson calling out Cerrone as saying racist shit? Like, he went on...
Anthony Johnson did that?
He went on the MMA Hour with Hawani and was talking about how he heard Cerrone saying really racist shit. Like, ladies, grab your purses because you know how black people are.
Here's a good example. I think this is actually a really good example of what the problem is. Donald Cerrone, let's just say that he's a self-admitted racist. His friends are black people. He trains with black people. He trains for black people. He trains under black people. Like, he's not, like, the actions that he's doing are not because of racism. His words here and there might be, but he's not done anything wrong.
So he just says some racist shit. But he isn't racist.
I think he's like a little racist, but like he's not going to not hire somebody over that.
I feel like everybody's a little racist.
Yeah, it's like, why can't you say it? Because you're saying it's not the problem. The saying it is not getting somebody a job or lynching somebody.
Right. It's the actual application of it. Like you can be like, it's like a Chick-fil-A. It's like you could be against gay marriage, but once you start funding legislation to ban it, then it becomes an issue.
Right. Huh? And are those people still banning? Are they still worried about the fucking guy who's still donating money to gay stuff? The anti-gay stuff? No, they're worried about Donald Cerrone, some fucking redneck cowboy who wears a cowboy hat around. His name is Cowboy.
I would just have him fight black people racist. All the time.
Isn't he from like Oklahoma or somewhere? Where's he from?
He's from there.
Where's there?
He's like, a redneck. He fights like a redneck.
Places,
you know what I mean?
Where you are grown
up. He's country to the core. Like, what are you expecting? Who gives a shit?
He's country to the bone.
Country to the bone.
Ari.
And I love how, real quick, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to finish that thought. I love how, as a country, we go to our MMA fighters and our football players to be the moral gauge of how we should act in this country.
Yeah. Barack Obama, because of his drone policies, has killed thousands of children in Yemen.
Yeah, I agree with that totally, dude.
Let's
I totally agree with that.
Donald Cerrone.
I've been talking about that on stage. I've been talking about how, like, people mistake not liking something for it being offensive. You know what's offensive? Cops shooting unarmed people. Yeah. Fucking drone strikes killing children.
Cops choking people out to death.
That's offensive shit.
They're laying on the ground screaming, I'm not doing anything.
Dick
I'm not
jokes,
doing anything.
Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it, dude. The problem, the reason they go after the NFL people and they go after the MMA people, because those guys are, one, super mainstream, and two, symbolize the people that used to shove them in their lockers in high school. They are the ultimate alpha males, and they want to break them and force them to think like everybody else.
That's a really good point. I didn't think about that.
I saw this thing on Gavin McGinnis, this report on Gavin McGinnis. He said that transgendered is wrong. It's like a mutation, and it shouldn't be celebrated at all. It should be cured.
And he got in trouble for that.
He got in trouble. He got fired from wherever he was working, and he founded Vice. And then I saw this article by this transgender woman saying, when I read stuff like this, I roll my eyes, and I go, idiots.
Yeah.
She goes, to shut him up, to say you have to fire him, to take away his voice, that's what they did to me, she said. She goes, when I was trying to come out, that's what they were doing to me, saying you can't say these things.
Bill Maher says that all the time. It's like, you guys try to get rid of these guys who say things you don't like. And we've said it on the show before when we talked about Letterman. It's like, you know, these female comics get so angry at guys saying, hey, women aren't funny, and they just want them to lose their jobs. Instead of going and showing them,
let me be funny.
You know, go and show them.
Dude, or say like he's wrong. Like, dude, when I just said it to you earlier today that you're not funny.
Yes.
No part of you got upset because you are sure that you are funny.
If I
said it to you 10 years ago, it might have been a fight.
Yeah.
But right now, you're positive that you're funny. So who gives a shit?
Right.
If people said my entire, no Jews are funny, I'd be like, all right, thank God.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It's just wrong.
It's fucking, it's ridiculous. And it's just like, and here's the thing. I went and saw Lise Lampanelli because, you know, Joe Bartnick is a good friend and I always wanted to see, I love seeing him and like he's cool and funny. What?
He's our hockey correspondent.
Yeah. He's a great guy. I went and saw him. I go to see Lisa Lampanelli, who is a great comic, and like one of the two people that at the Comedy Store, I bombed so hard, I questioned whether I wanted to do comedy anymore. I left her going, what have I been doing with the last 10 years of my life?
Right.
Yeah.
So she goes there, and I start looking around at the crowd. Her whole crowd are the people that complain the most about politically incorrect shit. Gay men and fucking cougars. White cougars. That's her whole crowd.
Like, they laugh. They go, well, no, she's doing it right. I was like, okay. So then the problem is that you don't get it when other people are doing it. That's the problem. You don't get it.
If the politically correct police applied their rules to, like, the E! Channel, Chelsea would have been off television fucking 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with political correctness. It's pick and choose who you apply these rules to.
That's exactly what it is. Certain people that don't look like the type of – because it really is reverse discrimination. Because what they're saying is, hey, Lampanelli or Chelsea, they don't look like a person that I don't like. They look like a person I do like. So they can talk as freely as they want because I don't take offense to it. Oh, but Sam Tripoli or, you know, whoever, Big Mike, one of these, you know, big black guys, you know, Ari, you guys can't talk about that because I think you might mean it. But they're obviously joking.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, the history says they've been picked on. So we should let them, guilty white people, feel bad about everything.
They sure do.
That original girl, the original blogger who got all that started about rape jokes, the title in one of those things was, Dear All White Male Comedians, rape jokes aren't funny, shouldn't be. And it's like, wait a minute, this is what Meska pointed out. It goes, why not black male comedians?
Why not just dear comedians?
Because you wouldn't dare go against a black comedian. Yeah.
Right.
And you wouldn't dare go against a woman who's doing it because it's brave. But you're just saying just us? What's the problem with black guys? I mean, that's okay?
And what you've done is because...
They make more than we do. They're the rapists.
It's like this thing with Sarkisian at USC. This running back wasn't getting any runs, wasn't getting any plays, and went to talk to Sarkisian. He's like, dude, you're just not good enough. It's just not happening. So he quit the team, and on the way out, he calls him a racist because that's what people have been trained to do, is if a white guy does something to you that isn't what you like, you call him a racist. Because if it's not going your way, it has to be because he's white and you're black. And that's not what happened.
Cheryl Underwood had a joke about it. She goes, you know, white people, we actually just say racist a lot, just see if we can get some free shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're a racist. I mean, it's very similar, like, you're arguing, let's say you're arguing with your girlfriend, you know, you're yelling at each other in an argument, she's like, I'm going to call the cops. And you're like, oh, really? Because we're arguing. You're gonna, you know what I mean? Because they know there's a precedent that's been set that if the cops show up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
You have no say so in it.
100%.
They can slap you. They can hit you. They can. The other night at the Comedy Store, those two girls went nuts. These two lesbians got into a huge fight. Bit one of the fucking bouncers. Kicked Doc Willis in the face and broke his glasses. Cops and nobody threw a punch at them. Cops show up and they're like, they attacked women. This manager, this bouncer, and that, you know, guy working a lot, attacked women. And what did the cops do? Guys, can I talk to you guys? I want to see what happened. And eventually just let them go. And all of us are standing there going, including Chris Burns, including PC, including people that have gone through a lot of this shit, going, this is what the fucking problem is to the cops.
Yeah.
You just let them leave. And showed him his arm, and he's got a bite mark from this
guy. I listen to a lot of sports radio, and the constant discussion is men should never hit women, and that's true. Men should never hit women.
Totally agree.
And they were just like, no matter the sports people, they have to say because they don't want to lose their job, but they're like in that Ray Rice elevator. No matter what she did, he shouldn't have done anything. And I go, I agree with that to a point, but a man has a right to defend himself.
Yep.
And you're telling me if Ronda Rousey, let's just say she did drugs and she got banned from the UFC, and if I'm running a liquor store and she's coming in there and fucking manhandling me, trying to fucking rob shit, I can't punch her?
Yeah. And right. Here's
that
the thing.
Won't do enough.
Right.
But when you say that a man should never hit a woman under no circumstances, women... A lot of dumb bitches out there fucking abuse that, and they know that.
Fuck you, bitch!
And they start fucking screaming. Dude, I've been swung on 10 times more by women than I have by men.
Women think that they have the right.
Yo, yeah.
Just because
they're
sure women
do.
To fucking punch you or try to kick your ass because they know that you cannot retaliate.
I have a scar from where my girlfriend kicked my ass. Where she kicked me in the face, put my tooth right through my lip.
I've been swung
I still
on by
didn't
a couple
hit her.
Bitches.
I've been swung on by tons of chicks. And you know what? I agree with you. Men are way bigger than women. But when you say that a man should never hit a woman, you're telling a lot of women that it's okay to swing on guys because they're not going to retaliate. But what's going to happen, is you're going to find that one guy that isn't going to listen to that. And he's going to fucking tee off after you swing on him.
Yeah.
The discussion should be, don't hit anybody. If you're in a situation where you're with a guy and you're angry at him, leave, call the cops, get the fuck out of there. Don't sit there. Get out of there.
Yep.
Because not every guy's going to be okay with a girl swinging on him.
Nope. Especially when they can't. They won't stop. They just won't stop. It's like Ari's argument about that chick with the rape thing. It's like, don't say, attention, dear all white comedians, male comedians. Just say, hey, dear all comedians.
Stop making rape jokes.
No.
Yeah.
How many fucking rape jokes has fucking female comics done? How many of them? Let me say something to you, Ari.
A shitload.
Do you know in the state of California, legislation has just passed which states that a woman, after she has 2 drinks, can legally say she didn't have her mental capacity to decide whether she wanted to have sex or not, and a man can be charged with rape after 2 drinks.
What if the man's also had 2 drinks?
Doesn't matter.
See, that's the shit I'm talking about.
Dude, I want to start a petition.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I've been too drunk and hooked up with fat chicks because they keep pressing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they know I'm
pushing. I'm like, no. And they keep trying, and eventually they wear me down. What, I'm responsible?
We should. Well, my whole thing is, if that same chick who had two drinks, who doesn't have the fucking ability to make the correct judgment on whether she wants to have sex or not, if that same chick gets in the car and drives and kills somebody, is she not responsible for that action?
Oh, right. Yeah, no, she is, though.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Because what's happened in this country, Ari, is that men are so tired of hearing women that would go, whatever, just do whatever you want. Yeah. And this is
the non-rapist men are sick of it. The non-rapists. Like, we didn't do anything. We're not all men.
It's what happens. This chick was fucking marching, going, I don't think women, after two drinks, don't have the mental capacity to decide whether they want to have sex. And guys are like, whatever.
Why are they allowed out? Why are you allowed out with no mental capacity? Like, how are you allowed to be just out?
I want to start a fake petition. Maybe we should do a punch drunk. Go on change.org, which states that we want to push a bill that will make it illegal for women to drink in the state of California. Because they are not mentally capable of handling alcohol, according to this.
Why should they be given this thing that makes them mentally unable to comprehend?
According to this law, alcohol is a date rape drug.
Yes, let's do that. Let's get that going. Let's get alcohol banned in California for women's sake.
Women cannot drink alcohol in the state of California. We need to start that petition. I'm going to start it on change.org. We'll put it on Punch Drunk, and we'll get it going. And we'll say, this isn't about us not wanting women to get drunk. We're trying to protect our sons. And our brothers from being put in bad places with these women who are mentally incapable to deal with alcohol.
You know how people used to be willing to go to jail for the cause? And I'm not going to get off this bus. I'm not going to move to the fucking back. And they go, cool, then you're going to jail. And they would just sit around all the drinking fountains. You know, back in the old days of fucking inequality and whatnot. That's what we should start doing now. I want to get a bunch of guys. Just all the fucking jails or police departments going in and go, I would like to confess. I raped someone last night. We had consensual sex, but she had two drinks. Please lock me up.
No. Go the other way. Men should go to the police and say, I had two drinks last night. I fucked this fat chick, and I wasn't mentally capable of deciding.
That's charges. It's disgusting. Yeah. My friends are making fun of me. I'm embarrassed at work. Yeah, they all know her.
Yeah, I just don't feel very good. I woke up with a weird feeling. I didn't know. I knew what was going on, but I didn't know what was going on.
It's like we need to get to a point where
my stress was low, but the rest was great.
Yeah.
It's just like everybody's just people. You know what I mean? And it's like racism, sure, there's a dilution of it, and it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still fucking prevalent. But it's not. But so now you're getting this thing where it's like this women get certain treatment, men get certain treatment. You can't hit a woman. I'm fine with that, and I agree with that. But for some reason, women can do whatever the fuck they want. They can kick me in the ball, scratch me in the face. Cops show up and they're like, hey, why don't we go your separate ways?
A great example is this couple in upstate New York was kidnapping Amish chicks and molesting them, right? They kidnap. The wife is in on it. She flips on the husband and says he made her do it. She's going to get 8 years. He's going to get 110 years.
Wow. Hey, man, I just want the same thing women want. I want it to be even. You can't hit me, and if you do, you go to jail. No, and if I hit you, I go to jail.
Daryl Lamontre has a great saying. He's always like, women are always like, if women ran everything, it'd be better. No, I hate to tell you, if women ran everything, women would be fucked.
Nobody hates women more than women.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Women do.
Yeah.
They're always fucking talking behind their backs, making sure they don't get signed by their own reps. Like, no, don't sign her. They're friends.
Well, it's like Triple and I were talking the other day about
that. With chips.
Right, yeah. Sam and I were talking about the other day. It's like it's so crazy that women take advice on how they look from gay guys and straight women. Those are the two people that are trying to not fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, man, no, you look hot. You look sexy. I don't know. I got to lose weight. I'm like, no, you don't.
Whitney showed up. She gained 15 pounds. She looked insanely hot.
Who?
Whitney Cummings.
Did she really?
She gained 15 pounds. She told me.
Perfect for her.
Because she was banging a black guy, and he's like, girl, you got to lose. You got to gain weight. You all
stick to
bone.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah. She was great, dude. So we're sitting there, and we're having a conversation, Ari. I'm sitting there with her. She's got these, really hot, 70s, like tank top on. Do you know the 70s look that kind of has like the weirdest?
Yeah.
With these hot 70s like sweatpants on. So I'm like, hey, Winnie, let's talk. And so we go in the back of the green room. She sits in the back of the green room like this. Like literally, like gets on the couch, sits down, and
like
just
she's giving birth
in front of me like this. Like fucking, I was like, oh my, dude, it took, one of my dreams has always been to eat Whitney Cummings asshole. Like it's been a dream of mine. Like to eat her asshole. Like I've dreamed about that.
How long has that been a dream?
Since I met Whitney.
Wow.
That's a long time.
And it's also pretty specific.
Yeah. Why would I lie? I wouldn't about that.
You got a lot of dreams. You got a lot of dreams.
You got a dream
you do
about
have
a lot
of dreams. You do have a lot of dreams.
Ari?
A lot of seem to involve assholes.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, I'm a big butthole guy, and I just can't stop talking about it, dude. You know a new bit that's been killing is, like, I've been talking about how I used to love to do coke out of chicks' assholes.
Sure.
And I just talk about the whole experience, and it just murders. It just, people go nuts, and I realize there's a lot of people out there who've been living the same kind of dream as I am.
I love cocaine!
I this is going to shock everybody on this podcast. I've never done that.
Wow, really?
Would you be open to it?
No, I haven't done coke in so long. I have no interest in
What, since Thursday?
No, I haven't done coke in since... Last time I did coke was PJ and Sergio Love. Enough said.
Would you eat applesauce out of a girl's asshole?
Oh, yeah, probably. Maybe not applesauce, but something.
The Reverend Bob Levy eats blue cheese.
In the days of, you know, 5 years ago or whatever, back when I was doing coke, you would think that's something I would have done.
Well, it's like, it's not as easy to find chicks let you do coke out of their asshole.
I probably was dating.
But I was like, they were like moths to a light. They would just come to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You definitely are like a fucking, he's a lighthouse for a lot of lost ships out in a foggy night at sea.
And you know what, dude?
I've
been in this place where I've been thinking about killing myself, you know, a lot. And now I'm just like, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to go fucking scorch the earth. I think I'm going to call my new album that, Scorch the Earth. I'm really close to having almost an hour. And,
really?
Yeah, I've been like on a tear. I'm very happy with my shit. Ari, a long time ago, you told me that I always tried to work up here while everyone else is working down here. And so I'm not trying to beat myself up to have the fucking single greatest CD ever recorded by man. I'm kind of just like, it's just an hour, dude. Put out a good hour, a quality, hard-hitting hour. Doesn't have to be a fucking... I mean, I try to strive for masterpiece, but at the same time, you got to put out an hour.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be, Ari? What can we push? We're wrapping this up.
We can push this. My storyteller show is shooting the 9th, the 15th, and the 16th. There's two shows a night. You can only get into one. But, guys, go to oneiota.com, the number one iota, and then click on this not happening. But you got to put this code in. Otherwise, I'll put you in with general admission people. Put in the code ARITINH14.
ARITINH. This is not happening.
Yeah, 14.
14.
And then you go to the front of the line before all the regular people. So
all right, so we'll tweet that out. Do you want that tweeted out?
Yeah, from the Punch Drunk account.
Punch Drunk account. Ari T.
I-N-H.
I-N-H 14.
Yes.
I can assure you one thing. James that runs the Punch Drunk account loves Ari so goddamn much. There's no way he fucks that up.
I think he loves all of us. The Punch Drunk account's great. I know you guys never go on the website, but it is looking good. Bill Johnson.
Dude, I love websites.
I went on it. It's awesome.
Love websites.
You don't go on ours. It's really good. I just got to make one tweak to it, and it's cooking with gas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I did see it. It's pretty good. A little bit long in terms of scrolling situation.
Okay.
That's really my only problem.
It's hard to scroll through those.
I'm trying to talk to him. I want to take that episode thing down because what I'm doing now is I'm just taking all the Stitcher, the iTunes, and the SoundCloud, putting out one blog so people can click on that and watch whatever they want to watch.
Why 10 things?
So I'm really happy with it, and we'll see what happens.
Love it.
I have a couple great things coming up. I'm very excited.
It's not as good as you can get for only $4,000 at Arizona Web Kings. But what can you do? To get that low level of quality takes a lot of money that no one else would charge.
I concur, Ari.
If you want that kind of low level of quality, you go to Arizona Web Kings. But if you're looking for something pretty good, just go to a guy who knows what he's doing.
Ari. So why don't you give Bill Johnson a shout out, Ari? So because
he's doing a great job. You should do this professionally.
And he does.
His wife Punky, died in a car crash, if I remember correctly.
No, she didn't die.
I think she died. She didn't die.
You don't say that shit, dude.
I'm gonna miss her.
God. I think she'll die in a car crash.
She was in a car crash a couple weeks ago, and I think it's over.
God,
she was cool too.
I'm just trying to find his. It's Bill at Numbers Studio. Number4studios.com. If you want to email him for a website, he'll build a website for you. He's great. September 3rd, the comedy rap battles are at Inside Jokes. We're doing Russell Simmons night. It sells out. He's asked us to do the comedy rap battle to open his show. It's always sold out, so this is a big show for us on Wednesday. And then next Thursday is the new Triple E X show. It's at Crazy Girls. It just got bought by Arquette. Arquette bought it.
Oh, cool. I was hanging out with him the other night.
He's going to redo the whole thing, dude, and hopefully we start. Because I'm not really – I've decided not to do any more naughty shows in Los Angeles.
Which one?
Crazy Girls.
No, which Arquette?
David.
Oh.
He owns Bootsy's Bello, which was his answer to Beecher's Madhouse because he's working with Beecher and they had a falling out. So he went and opened his own. But now he just paid $1.5 million for Crazy Girls. And now he's going to do that. So, yeah. And then I will be at the new House of Comedy in Phoenix September 19th through the 24th. Very excited about that. So we'll see. How's your new podcast going?
I couldn't do it last week, so we had to move it.
Okay.
Fantasy football one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantasy football podcast?
We're going to start one of those up here.
Good idea.
And then check me out on Red Zone this week. You know, first week. Should be on air
just
a couple times.
Justin saw you. He was like, wait, did Tebow get a job at Red Zone? I'm like, Tebow's had a job. He's got promoted.
Who said that?
Justin Edbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people are seeing you.
Yeah. It's going to be. It should be cool.
Congratulations,
should be cool.
Buddy.
Should be cool. And as always, go to betsdsi.com.eu. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. Is that right? And then that'll get you some money to gamble with. That'll get you rich, bitch. Go to Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That'll save you 10%. And
Amazon links. I know people said they bought it. I haven't heard anything from Amazon. Please don't jerk off on this. Ari, next week is the 100th episode. We're going to redo it. Did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Hey,
no, I just didn't want to see his dick.
Can you talk to everybody you talked about calling in this week? See if they'll call in next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, Ari.
Love you. I'll see you next week. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Sorry it was chaotic. Blame the fat man. He'll get a killing next week.